नेस्पुरा दीप्ति दामने त्वदि जोदारा जाता विश्वास दामने नमो राधिका जाय त्वादि जाय प्रिया जाय नमो अनंत लीला जा देव जा तुभ्यम नमो राधिका जाय त्वादि जाय प्रिया जाय नमो अनंत लीला जा देव जा तुभ्यम हरे कृष्णा Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Jaya Radha Damodara Radha Damodara Radhe Jaya Radha Damodara Radha Damodara Radhe Jaya Kishor Kishori Jaya Kishor Kishori Kishor Kishori Jaya Kishor Kishori Shishi Radha Damodara Ki, to the Supreme Controller, who possesses an eternal form of blissful knowledge, whose glistening earrings swing to and fro, who manifests himself in Gokula, who stole the butter that the gopis kept hanging from the rafter of their storerooms, and who then quickly jumped up and ran in retreat in fear of Mother Yasoda, but was ultimately caught. To that Supreme Lord Sri Damodar, I offer my humble obeisances.
Upon seeing his mother's whipping stick, he cried and rubbed his eyes again and again with his two lotus hands. His eyes were fearful and his breathing quick. And as Mother Yasoda bound his belly with ropes, he shivered in fright and his pearl necklace shook. To this Supreme Lord Sri Damodar, who is bound with his devotee's love, I offer my humble obeisances.
Those super excellent pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna's babyhood drowned the inhabitants of Gokul in pools of ecstasy. To the devotees who are attracted only to his majestic aspect of Narayana in Vaikuntha, the Lord herein reveals, I am conquered and overwhelmed by pure loving devotion. To the Supreme Lord Damodar, my obeisances hundred and hundreds of times.
O Lord, also you are able to give all kinds of benedictions. I do not pray to you for liberation, nor eternal life in Vaikuntha, nor any other boon. My only prayer is that your childhood pastimes may constantly appear in my mind. O Lord, I do not even want to know your future as Paramatma. I simply wish that your childhood pastimes may ever be enacted in my heart.
O Lord, the cheeks of your blackish lotus face, which is encircled by locks of curling hair, have become reddened like bimba fruit due to Mother Yashoda's kisses. What more can I describe than this? millions of opulences are of no use to me, but may this vision constantly remain in my mind.
O unlimited Vishnu, O Master, O Lord, be pleased upon me. I'm drowning in an ocean of sorrow and am almost like a dead man. Please shower the rain of mercy on me, uplift me, and protect me with your nectarian vision.
O Lord Damodara, in your form as a baby mother Yasoda, bound you to a grinding stone with rope for tying cords. You then freed the sons of Kuvera, Manigriva and Nalkuvera, who were cursed to stand as trees, and you gave them the chance to become your devotees. Please bless me in this same way. I have no desire for liberation into your effulgence.
O Lord, the entire universe was created by Lord Brahma, who was born from your abdomen, which was bound with rope by Mother Yashoda. To this rope, I offer my humble obeisances. I offer my obeisances to your most beloved Radharani and to your unlimited pastimes.
Ja.
Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopijana Balabha Giribhara Dhare Gopijana Balabha Giribhara Dhare Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihare. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihare. Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivraj Gachari Ashtotara Shatashishimad His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivraj Gachari Ashtotara Shatashishimad His Divine Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Garantara Shiman Bhagavatanki Dai Gura Premanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shishiguru and Shigoranga. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, entitled Withdrawal of the Cosmic Creation, Chapter 12, entitled Mohini Murti Bewilders Lord Shiva, text number 7. Tvam Purna, Tvam Brahma Purna, Amritam Viganam Vishokam. Ananda matran abhikaran ananyat anyat Vishwasya heturu dajastiti samyamanam Atmeshwarascha tadapekshatyaknepe Atmeshwarascha tadapekshatas Satayana Peksha Tvam Brahma Purnam Amrita Bigunam Vishokam Ananda Matram Abhikaram Ananyat Anyat Vishwasya heturu dajastiti sayamanam Admeshwarascha tadapekshatayana peksha Tvam Brahma Purnam Amritam Bigunam Vishokam Ananda Matram Abhikaram Ananyanadnyat Vishwasya Heturu Dajastiti Sayamanam Admeshwarascha tadapekshatayana peksha Chatana peksha tadana peksha Please chant. Tvam Dvam, your lordship. Brahma, the all-pervading absolute truth. Purnam, fully complete. Amritam, never to be vanquished. Vigunam, spiritually situated, free from the material modes of nature. Vishokam, without lamentation. Anandamatram, always in transcendental bliss. Avikaram, chainless. Ananyat, separated from everything. Anyat, yet you are everything. Vishwasya, of the cosmic manifestation. Hetuhu, the cause. Udaya, of the beginning. Stiti, maintenance. Samyamanam, and of all the directions, controlling the various departments of the cosmic manifestation. Atma Ishwaraha, the super soul giving directions to everyone. Cha, also. Tat apekshataya, everyone depends upon you. Anapekshaha, always fully independent. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki. My Lord, you are the Supreme Brahman, complete in everything. Being completely spiritual, you are eternal, free from the material modes of nature, and full of transcendental bliss. Indeed, for you there is no question of lamentation. Since you are the supreme cause, the cause of all causes, nothing can exist without you. Yet, we are different from you in a relationship of cause and effect. For in one sense, the cause and effect are different. You are the original cause of the creation, manifestation, and annihilation. And you bestow benedictions upon all living entities. Everyone depends upon you for the result of his activities, but you are always independent. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead says in Bhagavad Gita, Maya tatam idam sarvan jagat abhyakta murtina matstani sarvabhutani na chahante shvabhashtitaha. Quote, by me, in my own manifested form, this entire universe is pervaded. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. End of quote. This explains the philosophy of simultaneous oneness and difference, known as achintya bheda bheda. Everything is the Supreme Brahman, the personality of Godhead, yet the Supreme Person is directly situated, The Supreme Person is differently situated from everything. Indeed, because the Lord is differently situated from everything material, He is the Supreme Brahman, the Supreme Cause, the Supreme Controller. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachit Ananda Vigraha. The Lord is the Supreme Cause, and His form has nothing to do with the material modes of nature. The devotee prays, quote, as your devotee is completely free from all desires, your lordship is also completely free from desires. You are fully independent. Although all living entities engage in your service, you do not depend on the service of anyone. Although this material world is created complete by you, Everything depends on your sanction. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Smriti Jnana Apohanan Cha, remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness come from you. Nothing can be done independently. Yet you act independently of the service rendered by your servants. The living entities depend on your mercy for liberation, but when you want to give them liberation, you do not depend on anyone else. Indeed, by your causeless mercy, you can give liberation to anyone. Those who receive your mercy are called Kripashida. To reach the platform of perfection takes many, many lives. Bahunanjammanante gyanavamman prapadyante. Nonetheless, even without undergoing severe austerities, one can attain perfection by your mercy. Devotional service should be unmotivated and free from impediments. Ahaitukiya pratiyata yayatma suprasidati. This is the position of nirashisha. Nirashishaha, or freedom from expectations for results. A pure devotee continuously offers transcendental loving service to you, but you may nonetheless offer mercy to anyone without depending on his service. Verse again. Tvam Brahma Purdang Amritam Bigunam Bishokam Anandamatrang Abhikarang Ananyananyat Bishwashahetur Udayastiti Samyamanam Admeshwaras Chatat Apekshatayanapeksha. My Lord, you are the Supreme Brahman, complete in everything. Being completely spiritual, you are eternal, free from the material modes of nature and full of transcendental bliss. Indeed, for you there is no question of lamentation. Since you are the supreme cause, the cause of all causes, nothing can exist without you. Yet, we are different from you in a relationship of cause and effect, for in one sense, the cause and effect are different. You are the original cause of the creation, manifestation, and annihilation, and you bestow benediction upon all living entities. Everyone depends on you for the result of his activities, but you're always independent. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jananjana Shalakaja Chakshur Ummilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Namo Vishupadaya Kishapasaya Bhutale Shimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pasati Ade Satarine Vancha Kalpa Taruvyasha Kripa Sindhu Vyaeva Cha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. So it's explained that this knowledge that is propounded in the Srimad Bhagavatam is very confidential. The Bhagavatam takes from what the Bhagavad Gita ends. And in the Bhagavad Gita, this concept or this instruction that Krishna gives of abandon this sarva dharmam parityaja man ekam saranam braja principle, that one should abandon all types of religion and just surrender to him. It's not a simple thing to understand. You know, that the personality of Godhead, who is, you know, religion comes from him. Dharmans tu Bhagavan Pranitam. The principles of religions are given by the personality of Godhead. So he gives us the Vedas. So he gives, you know, the process for all beings. And yet, in the Bhagavad Gita, he says, abandon all that and just surrender to me. So we saw the last time I gave the class, I read this exchange that His Holiness Jayadevita Maharaj had with, you know, some leaders in Hinduism, and how this very concept is not properly understood, that the position of Krishna, or the position of an of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to understand when one says the Supreme Person or the Supreme Absolute Truth. Maharaj mentioned in one of the exchanges that I didn't read, he said, when you say the word supreme, that means that there's no equal to it. The word itself defines it. You can say supreme this, supreme that, supreme that, it defeats. So, you know, so then what is the question of supreme when there are so many supremes? So supreme means that one that is the cause of all causes. So when Krishna introduces to Arjuna when he explains to Arjuna this concluding concept, he says to Arjuna that what he is to learn is considered the highest form of knowledge, but also the highest secret or confidential knowledge. So this is a very, very confidential knowledge that is only understood by a highly elevated, perfected beings. And this, Krishna explained that these perfected beings are very rare. They are not common. He said, out of many thousands and thousands of cities or persons who are actually searching for the absolute truth, transcendentalists, out of many thousands and thousands of men, one person may endeavor for looking after the absolute truth. And out of many of those who are looking for the absolute truth, hardly one knows him as he is. So the principle is that this is very confidential. Even to very advanced transcendentalists. So now, how's the Bhagavatam start, and it's a refrain that is there, the instruction that Narada Muni gave to Vyasadeva, it was to provide a scripture that is solely focusing on this most confidential knowledge, which is establishing the position or the supreme position of Lord Krishna as the absolute truth, and focusing just on that. And one of the very important part to understand of Krishna's position is this, the word here that is used is anapeksha, anapekshaha, fully independent. The Lord is fully independent, and that is a refrain throughout the whole Bhagavatam. This actually, this prayer of Lord Shiva just encompassing the whole refrain theme that help us understand the position of the Supreme. First of all, is this concept of simultaneously oneness and difference. Which once you receive it, then you can actually have entrance to be able to understand the nature of the absolute truth of the Supreme. And and the other one is his independence. So the simultaneously once and different is very important to fully understand, because what Lord Shiva says here is that the relationship that we have, or the relationship that everything has with the Lord, is of cause and effect. So meaning that we manifest from the Lord by his, we are his energies. He is the source, or he's the source of everything, and we come from him. So he is the cause, we are the effect. So that highlights the difference between the Supreme and ourself and everything. So everything is the energy of the Lord. So there is a difference between the energetic and the energy. They're together, they're one. You can't separate the energy from the energetic, or the energetic from the energy. But at the same time, one is the cause, the other one is the effect. So there is a difference. So it's a very important principle to understand the position of the Supreme Absolute Truth. And so therefore we can be able to have a clear entrance into understanding of what is our constitution as the energy of the Supreme Lord. So we don't get confused by this whole idea of just focusing on the oneness or focusing on the differences. So this simultaneously one and different, we can understand then the statements that are given in the Vedas, that sometimes the oneness is highlighted, sometimes the difference are highlighted. And that creates, you know, confusion on people who are trying to understand the absolute truth. So it's in many situations, actually in general, outside, almost, you know, for what the Vaishnavacharyas gave us, people understand themselves as one with the absolute truth, and thus they have this confusion that they also God, that everything is God. So, and thus this whole understanding of Hinduism that you can worship any God. You can worship any God because at the end, they all manifestation of that oneness. And therefore, it doesn't matter what you do, it will get you to the same place. You know, you worship Lord Shiva, but you get there. You get to the to you know, the understanding of the absolute truth. You worship Lord Brahma, you worship Durga, you worship Krishna. You just have to choose which one brings better with you, and then it will take you there. And what Prabhupada said is that no, it's not the same. If you buy a ticket from here to India, don't expect that it's going to take you to New York. So, you know, the path in Krishna says that in the Bhagavad Gita, that, you know, he makes it very clear. The Bhagavad Gita is very basic, but it's all so clear because Krishna is speaking. Krishna is speaking to us, just regular conditioned souls that are just a fallen soul, Prabhu, type of person, you know. He's speaking to us. And he says that if you worship the demigods, you go to the demigods. If you worship the forefathers, you go to the planet of the forefathers. If you worship ghosts, you go to the ghosts. And if you worship me, Krishna, then you come to my transcendental abode. He says that in the Gita. So there's no such a thing of that, you know, you take that you will go to it, you know, you worship this and you go to the same place. So that confusion comes out of not properly receiving this confidential knowledge. And so people get this confusion. And not only that, but it's also it's so tricky or deceiving, actually. Deceiving, the whole presentation of impersonalism, that the fact is that the deities, people, you know, is showing or is having expression of devotion to a particular deity, even if, you know, if you have this misconception or you don't have entrance to the to this confidential knowledge, then what happens is that the deity is just a stepping stone. It's just a form of Maya. It really, if at the end the result is to merge into the oneness, then forms and names and activities, all of these things, devotional service, is just manifestation of this material, of the material illusion. That's why it's called Mayavad. It's called Mayavad because at the end, really, when you expose it completely, then whatever expressions of devotion is not there. It doesn't exist. Because at the end, you discard, you know, the object of your devotion. It's just a stepping stone. Really, just call it for what it is. You know, you're stepping over the head of your deity to become God, of your Ishta Deva, to become God. So it is most offensive. And hypocrite, you know, deceiving. This. So lack of entrance to this most confidential knowledge. And then, so what is the first thing that you understand? Well, that yes, there's a difference between God and the jiva and the soul and God's creation, the material world. But at the same time, there's oneness. He's very involved. He's very involved. But what is this quality that allows, that defines, you know, Krishna, the Supreme Absolute Truth, that he's independent. He's fully independent. And that's quite quite an amazing quality when we go a little deep on it and we think about it. He doesn't depend, he doesn't need anything. Krishna has unlimited energies, and those unlimited energies are unlimitedly manifested. So he really doesn't need anything. Yet, he's interested about me, or about each one of us. So if we are just like an Anu Chaitanya, a very atomic, minute, insignificant little spark of his energy, what does it matter that this thing goes away? I mean, what is it going to do to him? Like, you know, when you brush in your hair, a piece of hair falls. What is the big consequence of that? You know, what is the big consequence of among unlimited living entities? One tiny particle goes away. Yet, because, you know, although Krishna doesn't depend, by his choice, he extends himself and he's very involved. He comes with each one of us. He cares. He doesn't have to. It's inconsequential. But he cares. He does that. So it tells, you know, the character, the merciful, caring, loving quality of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That although we are completely inconsequential, yet he doesn't give up on us. He's so involved that, you know, he's accompanied us through all our tribulations and whatever, you know, things we have to go through in this material creation. And that's with each living entity in the material world. And the fact that his manifestation, his mercy is not depend on our capacity to receive and to from him to deliver his mercy to any one of us is not dictated by you know, you come into a particular position, okay, now you're qualified to receive it. You know? Like, if you're going to receive the benefit of something, you have to qualify to receive that. You have to go through certain, you know, activities or a certain procedure to actually be able to receive the benefit of a particular, or something, of anything. You know, if we want to be have all the benefits of what this government have to use, we have to, you know, become a citizen. For those of us, you know, who are, you know, not born in this country, you know, you have to first become a resident, and then after a certain time you become a citizen, and then when you become a citizen, okay, now we can give you the benefits, you know, of this country, you know, the full benefits. Krishna chooses, you know, he's independent. He can do it like that. He decides just to do it with, you know, just absolutely to someone who have no qualifications. Rather, he have all these qualifications and still he chooses. So that says about this quality of fully independent is a very important quality to understand and appreciate on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the other thing is that this so this quality of independence defines who he is as the supreme, as the Ishvara Parama, Parameshwara. Like in this case, Lord Shiva is speaking, and Lord Shiva is called Maheshwara, the great controller, and he himself addresses Lord Krishna as Parameshwara. You are the supreme controller. And but Lord Shiva also is highlighting this quality, but you're independent. You're supreme because you're independent. There's no cause. You're not depending on something. The Prabhupada says that when, you know, the cause of all causes. Prabhupada defined this word independence in the first verse of the Bhagavatam. Lord Brahma uses the words what is it? Jammadya shayatam bayat itarasta chatarsu abhigyashwara, that he defines this word of independence as you, there's no cause, you're the cause of all causes. There's no higher cause than you. So Prabhupada say that everything in this world has a cause. So if we go through analyzing, inquiring, and sort of searching on everybody has a cause. So, you know, I have a cause. My father is my cause. My father has a cause. And then when you go like that, you know, step to step, when you reach that person who has no cause, then he is Satyam Param Dimahi. He is the absolute truth. So that's the position, independent, no cause. There is no cause for him. So that's that was the position that Lord Shiva highlights here, that the relationship that we have with him, he is the cause, we are the effect. So he is independent, he has no cause. So very important explanations of this most confidential knowledge that just that Lord Shiva is praying to the Lord with these chosen words that, you know, explains it all. So I didn't prepare very much for this, so any comments or questions? Let's start with Jai Nitai.
Hare Krishna. I have a reflection on this verse in terms of the independence and the dependence. Lord Shiva, he's a very extremely exalted devotee of the Lord, and he himself is of his own inconceivable tattva, Shiva tattva. And in many ways, he's non-different from the Supreme Lord in all the opulences that he's been empowered by Krishna to possess. And so he understands that all the living entities are completely dependent on Krishna, yet Krishna is completely independent. And even the like cowherd damsels of Raj and Mother Yashoda, they themselves are completely dependent on Krishna. So when Krishna, after Mother Yashoda tied him to the grounding mortar, then afterwards he was mad at Mother Yashoda. He was having this pastime, and she was so in sorrow for that that she was going to leave her body. Completely dependent on the Supreme Lord. Yet their devotion is so strong and so powerful to serve Krishna. Their desire to serve him is so strong and completely unalloyed that he becomes controlled by them. So Krishna allows himself to be bound, and he becomes controlled by Srimati Radharani and the other gopis. And in this pastime with Lord Shiva, he ends up being an example of someone who is bewildered by sex desire, right? And one thing that I can see is that before that happens, Lord Shiva actually has a desire to see Krishna in another form. Whereas the pure devotees, they only desire to see Krishna in his pastimes in Vrindavan. And for us in the material world, we're desiring to see all these other forms. This is the external energy of Krishna, and we're desiring to see it. So we're completely bewildered, not even by yoga maya, but just maha maya here in the material world. But Srila Prabhupada, he's given us this process of devotional service so that we can actually come to the platform of pure devotional service. And in that way, we will never fall down by these mundane desires.
Well, a few things that we can understand. One is that the bewilderment of Lord Shiva with Mohini Murti is glorified in the Bhagavatam as a manifestation of pure devotion of Lord Shiva. The fact is that he didn't fall prey of sexual desires. You know, it was a manifestation because, you know, it was the Lord himself. Otherwise, you know, I mean, there's other instances in when Lord Shiva is completely unagitated, even by his wife and Parvati. So then, however, you know, there's a very important lesson that he's showing here. And the desire to see the many pastimes of the Lord is very dear to the devotee, to all devotees, to all pure devotees. And immediately, you know, throughout the whole theme of the Bhagavatam is this: what did Krishna did? What, you know, let me hear about this one, let me hear about that one, let me hear. And then, you know, that also, even in our conditioned state, will become more excited. I mean, you can't wait to see, you know, come to a Bhagavatam class just to hear what's next, like that. It's wonderful just to hear about Krishna's pastimes. And you're right in terms of the pastimes of Vrindavan are the most confidential, sweetest pastimes of the Lord. Because it's him in his more intimate, you know, sort of interactions with his devotees. So it's quite elevated and quite amazing that many of the characters, including Lord Shiva, is allowed to participate in those too. You know, as Lord Shiva, we know, but Lord Shiva became, you know, a gopi. Huh? Nevertheless, he participated in the Rasalisa dance, you know. As far as I know. Okay, you may know a little more. But an important point that I think that these are all expressions of pure devotees and very, they're given specifically here for us to be able to understand Krishna's position. And one thing that that is quite remarkable, something that you expressed in your comment and question, is that the entrance into pure devotional service, you know, in Srila Rupa Goswami said that is rare, because Krishna becomes controlled by it. You know, we said in the prayers to Lord Damodar that he shows, I think it's Rudanta Muhur Netran, that the second verse, that you show that for all of those who are attached to these different types of transcendental, you know, meditation and realization, that he's showing that he becomes fully controlled by the love of his devotee. And so somehow or other, you know, by Lord Chaitanya's and Lord Chaitanya's followers, now we're given the entrance to go to that most intimate arrangement, you know, of Braja Bhakti, which is, you know, even yeah, particularly I have no clue of it, you know, in terms of you know Krishna book so far. That's where my ceiling is, Krishna book. The rest, you know, I hear when you go on the yatra from Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj, and you know, and what's the name of the other devotee? Wonderful devotee who takes everybody out in Vrindavan, Dinabandhu Prabhu. So, you know, you hear more pastimes, you know, that are there, but nevertheless, that's what we're aiming. That's what Prabhupada is taking us. That's what Lord Chaitanya is taking us. So at one point it's going to be, you know, we get to get open to that, you know. But is something that we get there, and I'm assuming, you know, in different levels, you know, I mean, Lord Shiva is a most exalted personality. Like you said, he's almost equal to Krishna, you know, but there's a difference, and he highlights that difference. The difference is cause and effect. He is the cause, I am the effect. You know, he's a much, you know, closer in terms, you know, Lord Shiva has, of the 64 qualities, he has 55. We have 50. We can reach 50, and that's Lord Brahma, the greatest of all of us. You know, so and the five, those extra five that Lord Shiva has, he's all cognizant, he's eternal, he's I can't remember the five, but one is he's all cognizant, like the super soul, you know, like that. So that's not, we're not, you know. So Lord Shiva, like you highlight, you point out, is in itself, but he highlights the quality. Even him or us, we're also effect, and there's a difference. So, and because of his full understanding of Krishna's position, then he was able to enter into that realm. But first you have to qualify for that realm. His qualification was he took shelter of the gopis. And the gopis, you know, okay, you dip in this lake and then come out as Gopishwara, like a gopi. I can't remember the name of the gopi. Gopishwara, I think, Mahadev. But he have to undergo through that. Not that he can, okay, I'm Lord Shiva, can I come? No, you have to. Same with Lakshmi Devi. Okay, I'm the wife of Lord Vishnu. I like to dance too. She couldn't. So, you know, you have to get to that. However, you know, even just to get to the entrance and, you know, and being able to do the next thing is like, you know, it's pretty, you have to get there. First we have to understand Krishna, who he is. And then, naturally, we're heading towards that. That's what we're heading, nevertheless. Somehow or other. Anyway, I don't know. I address the points of the question, but I don't, to the best of my abilities. All right? Yeah. Okay. Any other comment or question? Okay. Garantara Shrimam Bhagavatam Ki Jaya.